Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled Hoping Against Hope.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, thus shall your descendants be. Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and Sarah and to their descendants was based not on their obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes through faith. Paul highlights Abraham and Sarah as models of faith and trust. Through their faith, they were in perfect harmony and in union with God. All that we receive depends on faith, in order that it may rest in grace. All that we have is grace. All is gift. Nothing truly happens on our own. The access to that grace is the openness of faith and trust. For Abraham and Sarah, the gift is in the birth of their son Isaac. Paul describes such faith as hoping against hope. That faith helps us to surrender totally into the arms of our God. Sometimes we remind one another of such a surrender with the words, let go and let God. By hoping against hope, Abraham and Sarah are setting the hope that comes from God's promises above any hope they could have in the world or in the natural order of things. We see from their example, it is only by setting hope against hope that we can expect the fulfillment of our deepest desires and we can persevere through life's greatest challenges. As you know, our brother, Dominican and friend, Timothy Radcliffe, was chosen by Pope Francis to give a retreat to all those involved in this synod on synodality. It is no coincidence, but perhaps a God incident, that Timothy chose to entitle his first meditation for the retreat, Hoping Against Hope, an important read for all. Father Timothy makes reference to the fact that Pope Francis has invited parents to participate in the synod, and he thanks these parents for cherishing our future as church. He says to them in his meditation, and I quote, what more marvelous priestly ministry than to raise children and seek to open their minds and hearts to the promises of life, and to call, and he calls parents and teachers, ministers of hope. So I think of them as the Abrahams and Sarahs of this time in our salvation history. And I can't help but include as well in our thoughts the world news of war in Israel and Palestine and possibly beyond in these present days. Timothy invites all of us to reflect on the contradictory hopes we have for the church and for all humanity. And he asks, how can we hope together? Our biblical history touches into the breaking news of our world. Yet Timothy again reminds us of what St. Paul called hoping against hope, as the hope that transcends all of our hopes. He acknowledges our fears and the fears of others with whom we disagree, but encourages us to free our hearts of fear that we might come to the wonderful promise that is beyond our imagination. Let us pray for this possibility for our church and our world.